Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The pressure to go along, to conform, to wink at wrongdoing is an old one. It's one of the greatest challenges of living for God today. The way to get along, we are told, is to go along. The world hates the whistleblower, the guy who doesn't cheat on his wife, the person who refuses to pad the expense account or cheat on the number of hours he or she works. Your integrity becomes an irritation, your presence obnoxious. But compromising your convictions never wins favor. It only creates greater resentment and hostility because you still are on the other side of integrity. Long ago, a Babylonian king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, inflamed with his own importance and swelled with ego, passed a law that everyone should bow down to a gold image of himself. And no matter how foolish it seemed or how much people complained under their breath, they did it. Everybody, that is, except three defiant young men who refused to fall down and worship the image. So they got fired. Yes and no. They eventually did get fired, but not in the way you think they were fired. They received an ultimatum. Either go along and fall down and worship the image, or you will be thrown into a blazing furnace. You got to be kidding, you may be thinking. Hadn't Nebuchadnezzar heard about human rights or International Red Cross or Amnesty International? Bow down or face the furnace. These three young men, known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, replied, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Issue settled. The bottom line, we believe God will deliver us, but even if he doesn't, our minds are made up. We will not serve your gods or kiss the image of gold you have set up. There is freedom, liberty in making that decision, no matter how unpopular it is, to do the right thing. You may stand in the company of very few people, but they are the ones of whom the world is not worthy. Friend, if you find yourself faced with this same moral conflict, read Daniel 3 in the Old Testament of your Bible. Then turn to Hebrews 11 in the New, and there you read of men and women just like you who in principle have faced the same situation that now confronts you. Life is a matter of decisions, and with every choice there are consequences. When you compromise your convictions with the thought of having other people's goodwill, you end up giving away your very soul. As Tryon Edwards put it, compromise is but the sacrifice of one right or good in the hope of attaining another, too often ending in the loss of both. End quote. In the event you don't know the outcome of the challenge which confronted the young men in Babylon, here's what happened. Their captors were true to their word. They threw them in the furnace. But lo and behold, the king leaped to his feet and said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." God delivered those three and used them to change the heart of the king. Remember, it is always better to lose in a cause that will ultimately win than win in a cause that will ultimately lose. Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true, and it shall follow as the day the night. Thou canst not then be false to any man." Indeed. The situation that confronted those three is the same one that confronts so many today. The pressure to go along with the crowd when you know integrity is being compromised to do that. Take the attitude of those three. "I'll trust God to see me through this. But even if he shouldn't, I still will not compromise. I will not bow down and worship your image." Go to our website at guidelines.org and download what you've just heard.